how do deaf babies learn? The thinking has always been infants overcompensate for their lack of hearing skills with increased visual skills, but that may not be true. A new study from the Ohio State University finds that deaf babies take longer to process visual stimuli than hearing babies, and it happens early. Dr. Claire Monroy is a postdoctoral fellow of otolaryngology, that's the study of ear, nose, and throat, at the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center. She's also the co-author of the study. Dr. Monroy, welcome.
Thank you.
This isn't a negative finding. This is just a new and different finding. What is the finding?
So what we found is that young infants in the first year of life who are deaf take longer to habituate to visual stimuli that has no auditory component at all. It takes them longer to process and encode information that's purely visual.
Yeah. So you did what? You had babies looking at a screen at images?
Yeah. So we had little babies sitting on their parents' lap, and they would look at a novel object. So just an animated, completely made up thing that looked something kind of like a toy. And then when babies get bored with something, when they've looked at it long enough that they've encoded everything that there is to encode, they will look away. We then will get their attention back and show them the same object again. And we continue to do this until their rate of decline in how long that they're willing to look reaches a certain threshold. And then that amount of time is what we call the habituation criterion.
Right. And you found that deaf infants were looking longer. Could it be that they're just more curious?
That's one possibility that's actually part of an ongoing debate. And we did take a close look at the data and see whether it could be the case. But all of our analyses all converge in showing that they really seem to be taking longer, most likely because they're processing this information more slowly.
Do I understand, too, that children with hearing loss, they will learn simple words, cat, five, far sooner than abstract words, you know, go, things like that. But does that even out over time?
So that's complicated. For deaf babies, their kind of trajectory of language development is very different. And it also really depends on so many factors, from how long the period of deafness before they got some kind of access to sound, like from a hearing aid or a cochlear implant, and what kind of input that they get from their parents and from the environment. That's one of the challenges, is understanding all of that variability and how that has implications for how they're going to learn and when.
What else would you say to parents? I mean, give infants time with things, but how else would they, or doctors or teachers, use what you've learned?
I think that this particular research study really opens up more questions than it necessarily answers. So for us, it's kind of a starting point where we found this new evidence showing differences in cognitive development from early in infancy. That's something that, you know, we didn't know before. And so what are the underlying mechanisms driving those differences, and what does that mean for future research?
That's Dr. Claire Monroy, co-author of a recent study on deaf children and their ability to learn. She's also a postdoctoral fellow of otolaryngology, the study of ear, nose, and throat at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.